This is the Jim Richards Showgram. Filling in for Jim, it's Jeff Sammet.
There's a controversial new children's rights campaign that is shaming parents who tell their children to embrace family members via a meme, which was just swept the internet and gone viral on Facebook. The full message on the meme, created by a New Zealand-based social services agency, reads, quote, "I am five. My body is my body. Don't force me to kiss or hug. I am learning about consent, and your support on this will help me keep myself safe for the rest of my life." Dr. Oren Amate is a registered psychologist and joins us on the Bell Talk Radio Network right now. Dr. Amate, how do you feel about this? Because I first heard about this and I said, whoa, am I doing something wrong here? Because with my three-year-old, he doesn't like to say hello. He doesn't like to do any kind of embrace with anybody that isn't mom or dad. You have to kind of force him into it a little bit. But I do that with his grandparents, with my brother and sister. Am I doing something wrong?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
Trying to socialize a child, so getting them to say hello, getting them to say thank you, sorry, making eye contact, that's what a parent should do, whether it's with a grandparent or with whether it's with a friend. They should be able to learn how to do that in a way that doesn't shame them.
Mm-hmm.
However, the part about forcing kids to hug or kiss, certain family members, or forcing them to sit on Santa Claus or something like that, that's wrong, because as you said at the beginning, you're basically telling the kid your needs, your feelings are invalid. At this moment, you're going to do what I say. And the fact is, we know statistically speaking, children, adults, they're not going to be, assaulted by a stranger more likely. It's going to be somebody that they know. So they need to learn from a young age. Now, it's not that you say, oh, hey, that's right, stay away from grandpa, he might be a molester. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's allowing the children to realize, all this talk about, my body, it's my body, my rights, that helping model for them that this is the way they should act, and if something doesn't feel right, they should have the ability to verbalize it.
So let them get to that choice if they want to make it, as opposed, like when I say force them, like force my kid, I'm saying, come on, buddy, give grandma a kiss, and then he'll lean over and he'll do it. That's all. It's not like, come on, you got to do it. Like, it's nothing like that. So now what happens with, so this scenario must have come up for a lot of people that are listening right now, that you say, hey buddy, we're gonna go see Santa, today's the day, we're gonna go meet Santa, and the kid says yeah, then you go to the place where Santa is, let's say it's the mall, what have you, you get in line, you wait, you get to the front of the line, and you say, all right, you gotta sit on Santa's lap, I don't want to. Okay, so what does that parent do at that moment?
Yeah, that's tricky, and because they spent hours and hours waiting, and the fact is, this year, for some reason, a fear of clowns, chlorophobia with all these crazy clowns running around and this terrible mask, has brought that to the forefront, people's vocabularies. And the reality is, if you think about a Santa, here's a stranger with a big beard, his face is blocked with this beard, with this hat. And so if we understand that kids can be afraid of clowns, why can't we understand that a child might be afraid of this, big man that they've never met before, and you're forcing them to sit on the lap? So if a parent is in that situation with their child and the kid's really freaking out, A, you don't force them.
Mm-hmm.
B, you try to find a way around it. Okay, stand beside him, wave to him, say whatever. Is that picture really that important? Then get a wider lens, have the person step back a bit, and get a picture of you holding the child next to Santa as opposed to forcing him on the lap. And people are going to say, oh, you're making a big deal out of this, I did this, and so on. Just because we've done things a certain way for so long doesn't make it right. The more that we learn about, about human psychology and learning how to help people, kind of negotiate boundaries in a healthy way, the more we should try to model it and teach it and help kids live a bit of a happier life. So I don't think there's anything wrong with encouraging the child once or twice, whether it's to kiss a grandparent, whether it's to sit on Santa's lap. And if they're really resistant to it, you kind of say, okay, you find another way to do it. And then you explain to the person afterwards, you try to say, if it's grandma or something, you try to soften it for them so they don't feel like they're being rejected. Because, a lot of grandparents or other family members might not get it. They might not understand it. So you don't want them to feel bad, and you don't want them to then make the kid feel bad in return. So it's up to the parent to negotiate for the child. And again, I'm only talking about these kinds of things. If a child has to do something like go to the dentist, if they have to do something like, brush their teeth or whatever, I'm not saying to give in, because I am very, a very firm believer of authoritative parenting, which is, the child, they do what they have to do. So I'm not saying give in to everything, but things like this, parents have to be more sensitive to.
My son is three, and I'm trying to to convince him nowadays, and he's a great kid, don't get me wrong, but there are battles. And what I'm trying to have him believe is, if I'm telling you to do something, it's for your own good. And there, can you get your kid to take that leap of faith that if I'm telling you to do this, then it's okay to do it, then that you can... you can trust someone, like if it's to embrace a grandparent, what have you, that if I'm around, that you can trust, you can do that, you could let your guard down. Is that enough?
It's tricky because of that age. I mean, yes, you are the father, but the child, you know, they generalize because their cognitive capacity is not that great. So you're pretty much saying then, if you want to take that mindset, it's like, okay, I'm telling you that any adult in the situation, if they tell you to go along with them, it's okay. And the fact is, not everything every adult does is going to be okay. And children have a sense, you know, at what age we lose, I'm not quite sure. But children, whether it's pheromones, hormones, something else, children can sense sometimes a parent or an adult or somebody who is not that good. It's like animals as well. They have that sense. And if a child's reacting to somebody, it might not simply be that they're just being shy. There may be something about that person that's really setting the kid off. So forcing them to go against what their instinct is telling them, you know, that's not really doing that much good for them. And people, again, might think I'm blowing this out of proportion. They have to understand, I've worked with so many, you know, I've assessed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families and worked with so many more. And I see this, I see the dynamic, and I see babies and toddlers and you know, other people reacting in certain ways. And I've seen people try to tell them to override their gut instinct, and that's not healthy.
It certainly is something to think about. Absolutely. Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist, appreciate your sharing your experiences, Doc, and your thoughts on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. And again, just one more time. It's like, again, I don't want people blowing this out of proportion. I'm not saying that you go with the kid on everything. I'm just saying there are certain situations where you can see a child's reaction. You know, they're not just being shy or difficult or stubborn. There may be something else going on, and parents really have to be attuned to that. Whereas in other cases, you know, hey, we have to do A, B, and C. We're going to do it, and you help. You know, teach the kid that they should do it. So let's not make it black and white.
Totally get that, and it came across. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
You're the best. Appreciate it.